Hey, we'll go ahead and start the Wood Ranch Public Infrastructure District meeting. Today's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. We have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Why don't we go around with everybody on the call? If you guys can give your name and then affiliation with the district, that would be great. Gary, do you want to start?
Sure. Gary Langston with Third Cadence, also the board chair.
Yes, Scott Kaufman, Third Cadence on behalf of Wood Ranch Development, board member.
Rachel McAleese, with Third Cadence and secretary.
I'm Adam Bailey with Gilmore Bell, on council of the district.
This is Brennan Brown of DA Davidson, underwriter to the district.
And this is Matt Entz and Jennifer Gallons with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council at the anchor location.
Okay, that is everyone I see on the call. For the record, we'll go ahead and excuse Kevin and Peter from the meeting. All right. Item number one is on the consent agenda, the minutes for our April 9th board meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review those? And if so, are you comfortable?
Yes, I reviewed them. I didn't see any issues. I'd motion to approve.
Thanks, Second. Gary. Thanks, Scott. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Appreciate that. All right, we'll go to our action items. We have the resolution for the conditions of the assessment ordinance. Adam, do you want to walk us through that?
Sure. Yeah, so this authorizing resolution would approve the assessment ordinance and designation resolution that's necessary to start the 60-day clock for contestability to the assessments that will be imposed. As we mentioned earlier this morning, we've made some adjustments in section 7.B to allow for flexibility. This would allow billing on as frequently as a monthly basis, but as infrequently as an annual basis. Also, as mentioned earlier today, in order to trigger the 60-day clock, this will need to be noticed and recorded. So the game plan for today, if this is approved, would be to get signatures, notarized signatures on the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution so that we can eventually get those noticed and recorded.
Okay. Any questions, board?
Michael, the only question I have is Rachel and I can sign and notarize today. Who are we planning to have record the documents?
I can do it here in Salt Lake County. So,
okay. We'll make arrangements to get them to you then.
Okay, perfect. Anything else?
No.
Okay. If not, take a motion on the resolution.
I'll motion to approve resolution 2024-04 as outlined in our agenda.
Thanks, Gary.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Rachel. Any questions? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Appreciate that. Second item is the consultant agreement with DTA. Do you guys want me to put that up, or are you comfortable with it as is?
I'm comfortable with it as is.
Okay.
We provided previously. All good.
Okay. Take a motion to approve.
All motion to approve the previously provided consultant agreement with DTA.
Thanks, Gary.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Rachel. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Any other items, board, you want to bring to our attention?
No.
OK.
Nope.
I was just going to let you know, for those who hadn't seen the email, I got the annexation packet filed with or recorded with Salt Lake County. So that one's taken care of. Excellent. Okay. If there's nothing else, take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Scott.
Second.
Thanks, Gary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys later.
Thank you.